All right, Mike Todd, Recovery First Podcast. We do these recovery shares. I just kind of talk about what's on my heart, and maybe you'll listen to it and get something out of it. And, you know, just coming from my heart. And right now, my heart is very heavy. The Greenville community, recovery community, has really been rocked to its core in the last week. In the last week, we have lost two really, really loving, giving, healing, beautiful souls. I knew them both. One had a sense of humor that was just, she was a lot of fun to be around, and she was the type of person that would could lift you out of a really, really tough space, man, just by being her. She also cooked a mean, mean pan of lasagna. Probably the best lasagna I've ever had. The other one, another one, just a absolute giver, a healer, someone who worked a lot with pregnant women who suffered from substance use disorder. Just a beautiful person. And I know everybody's hurting. And that's the thing. I mean, I think coming out of this isolation, coming out of coronavirus, overdoses skyrocketing, that the people who are working in this, the healers, the counselors, the peer support folks, the people who are running recovery residences, the people who are doing harm reduction, there is so much death around us, so much sadness around us, that it becomes very, 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 very hard. And I don't know the exact circumstances. I don't know what was going on. Exactly what was going on. What was being thought. But I know how loving, these two people were. And how much, when I think of both of them, the world, this community, was a better and is a better place because of these two individuals. Which brings me to this. Sometimes the healers need healing. Sometimes the healers, the ones that are out here that look like they've got it all together, the ones that are helping others, the ones that are in the trenches, are the ones who need somebody to listen to them. And this has kind of rocked me to the core, because I get it. I'm one of those people. And I realize that there have been times, especially in the last couple of years, that I was not in a good place, that I felt very, very, very lonely, that I felt lost. I felt, you know, advocating for people with mental illness and substance use disorder, working with the people with substance use disorder and mental illness. Sometimes I felt as if I was yelling into a hurricane and hoping that the damn thing would just turn around, and it just keeps coming. And you feel like you're yelling. You're standing on the rooftop of your house and you're screaming all day and yelling for someone to see you, and no one ever sees you. And that's how this feels. I remember one day, and I was at one of those buffet bars, and there was an ice cream machine, and there were two people that worked there that were standing there, and there was a, maybe there was a sign on the machine, or I don't remember exactly what it was, but I was looking so forward to eating some ice cream. But the point is these people, they saw me there. And it turns out that the ice cream machine was out of order. But no one ever looked at, they never acknowledged my, I stood there like an idiot, and nobody just came up and said, "Hey, sir, the ice cream machine is out of order." But the point I'm trying to make is, for some reason, that clicked in me. And I remember that day, and thank God I was with my wife, but I lost it. I, you know, just started crying, and we got in the car, and my wife said, "This has got to be more than ice cream." And I said, "You know, that's how I feel. I feel like I feel so unseen and so unheard doing this work." And my wife is, she's the same way. She's a healer. She's a healer too. And she's a giver, and she rescues animals. And she just held me and let me cry. And she just let me know that she saw me. And I think, I want to thank Nate Tate and some of the folks that put together this little event last year that kind of recognized some of the folks out here in the trenches that are doing this work. I know how hard it is, and I want to make myself available. I know how hard it is to reach out, to call someone and tell them that you're just not in a good space. To tell them that, you know what, maybe I'm just thinking about, life's just not worth living, you know? It's so hard to tell somebody that. I'm in a space where it's I just don't feel seen, heard, I'm tired, I'm lonely. The people around me, I feel like, aren't getting better. The people around me are dying. The people that I'm trying to help are dying. I'm tired of going to funerals, holding mothers whose kid dies, that cry from the depth of their heart that you can't even imagine, that are mourning to the point that they don't even look like themselves. Yeah, sometimes the healers need healing. And I know that my nonprofit is working on some ways to heal some healers, to get them out fishing, to maybe get them a night out in a cabin, to maybe get them out kayaking, to get them on a chartered fishing tour, just to let them know that they're seen and they're heard and they're appreciated. I think that's so important. But I just wanted to share about this today, and I hope it brings some awareness. Mike Todd, Recovery First Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. This is Mike Todd with the South Carolina Recovery Housing Association. I would like to thank Challenges, Inc., the Recovery Advocacy Project, and the Clinton Foundation
for helping us get naloxone to all recovery houses in South Carolina.